Governor Martin O'Malley is ready to allow the controversial natural gas drilling technique known as hydraulic fracturing, or fracking, and he's poised to propose some of the strictest fracking standards in the country. But WYPR's Christopher Connolly reports that even after years of deliberation and contention, fracking in Maryland still holds more questions than answers.
Frank Vitez has been waiting for years for hydraulic fracturing to come to Western Maryland. When I visited him this fall at his home in northern Garrett County, he took me up a hill on his property to show me just how close he lives to the Pennsylvania border.
Give me a little lay of the land.
He knows that Pennsylvania landowners, people just like him, are profiting from the natural gas under their land.
They could harvest the gas in all this land from Pennsylvania if they were allowed to come under the border and come this way.
But they're not allowed to. Fracking has been functionally banned while the state has studied whether or not it can be done safely. And that frustrates Vitez, who could gain big by leasing the rights to drill under his property. He's got 750 acres, some of it farmland, most of it timber. He owns the mineral rights for almost all of it, but he's been blocked from selling them.
I can sell a tree. If I want to sell one of my boulders, I can sell a boulder. I can raise these crops and sell them. I can run my cattle and sell them. But it's my gas, and they don't allow me to sell it.
Vitez isn't the only one frustrated. Farmers who have lots of land stand to make lots of money from mineral leases based on acreage. But for Ruth Yoder, the risk to water and the environment outweighs individual property rights.
What they want to do on their land is going to be very harmful to the neighbors. So we have to, whether we like or not, sometimes be our brother's keeper. And we forget that.
Yoder and her sister Joanna Miller live in houses right next door to each other in Grantsville, on land their great-grandfather once farmed. Born and raised in the family farmhouse, they went to a two-room school down the road. In recent years, they've heard horror stories about water and air contamination from fracking in Pennsylvania and West Virginia. Miller worries gas development could force her to leave behind the land she's known all her life.
I love Garrett County and I like this place. And I don't want to have to think even about leaving to have a quality of life that I enjoy.
Late last month, the Department of the Environment issued a lengthy report on fracking that suggests strict standards be set in the state's regulations. The draft report signals the end of the state study period, and the commission will hear public comments on the report at a meeting this afternoon.
We've set a bar, a high bar, but it's appropriate.
Robert Summers, Maryland's Secretary of the Environment, says the regulations his department is writing will strike a balance, allowing gas development's economic benefits while heading off potential harms.
We're confident that this is a good, solid proposal, best practices, and if these are followed and enforced, drilling and fracking can be done safely.
That's a big if.
Mike Tidwell runs Chesapeake Climate Action Network.
We have to see if all of these regulations are actually going to be implemented, and we have to make sure there's enough money for the state agencies to monitor it.
Many environmental groups remain unconvinced fracking can ever be done safely, but he lauds the O'Malley administration's proposals, including mandates to curb the emission of the potent greenhouse gas methane.
Hands down, Governor O'Malley has proposed something strong and novel that ought to be implemented immediately in every state that's already fracking.
Not so fast, says Drew Cobbs, who heads the Maryland Petroleum Council, an industry group. He's worried the regulations could seriously limit where gas companies can drill. And he says companies would have to pay for years-long water quality studies before they can even explore whether a site will be profitable.
The problem is they went too far with some of these theoretical best practices and things. And I just don't know if it's really doable.
With natural gas prices near record lows, Cobb says companies aren't rushing to put drills in the ground. But he worries Maryland will make rules so restrictive that gas companies will write off the state when prices tick back up.
We're competing against, you know, almost two dozen other states for this activity and for these dollars and that investment. So companies do have a number of choices of where they might go to develop these natural resources.
The Department of the Environment hasn't finished writing the proposed regulations yet, but their fate is already murky. That's because the O'Malley administration's proposals won't be completed until after Governor-elect Larry Hogan takes office. In a statement, a spokeswoman said Hogan supports natural gas exploration so long as it's environmentally sensitive and benefits the people of Western Maryland. She didn't comment on the new report or the proposed safeguards. The term fracking refers to today's method of horizontal drilling, which uses a combination of sand, water, and chemicals to access gas deep underground. But gas development isn't new to Garrett County. Back in the 70s, a number of gas wells were drilled in the traditional way. Bill Aiken took me to a capped well on his land to show me just how minimal the long-term impact of gas drilling can be.
There's a gas well right there. There's a gas well.
Where? I can't see it.
Okay, you can look, you can see my house down there, and you look over top of it, and you'll see like a little silver thing.
Uh-huh.
That's a gas well. There's one right up here. There's one right up there. So when they're done, the footprint, not that noticeable.
Aiken works for the Farm Bureau in West Virginia. He says farmers struggle these days, and he thinks drilling in Garrett County will keep farms intact.
You know, your kids may look at it and say, well, gee, you know, we could sell it for this amount of money and divvy up the money. But boy, if we keep it and keep the gas rights, we can keep this farm as one unit rather than splitting it up.
But Paul Roberts, who runs a vineyard in Garrett County and sits on the state's Fracking Advisory Commission, says today's hydraulic fracturing would fundamentally change Western Maryland's rural nature.
Imagine trucks going in and out 24/7, lights, pounding, incredible air emissions, basically an industrial fracking park.
Robert says that image is at odds with the natural beauty driving the state's tourism industry. He says if drilling is going to happen, it has to be with the best standards possible.
I would never stand here and say that every well that's drilled causes environmental calamity. Obviously, it does not. But there are so many people. There are people in Pennsylvania, people I know personally, dependent upon church charity for drinking water because of what happened after hydraulic fracturing.
After more than 3 years of study, it'll be months before the new rules are final, and it may be years before Maryland puts those rules to the test. I'm Christopher Connolly for 88.1 WYPR.